Hello GWA, this is Lady Vicarian, and this is another toy test, because apparently Christmas has come early. And judging by the weight and size of this box, either I have been an extremely good girl, or I, you know, bribed somebody at the elf department. Okay, so let's have a look at what we have here. Okay, so we've got quite a selection of butt plugs, which I'm quite excited about, because the nice little toy that I did have the first time round was very, very nice, but I wanted to try the sort of next size up, and thought while I was at it, because there was a nice buy one or get two for £15 deal, we've gone for the... wow. Sorry, I'm looking at these. And the... Okay, I'm going to start with the Doc Johnson Spectra Gels Anal Stuffer, and good God, please, somebody else name these things, because I can't deal with it. Right, so I chose this one because it was said to be a very good sort of secondary plug, and I'm kind of looking at the size of my little one, the little Jelly Rancher one, in comparison to this, and I think they're lying, because this is significantly bigger. It's another sectioned butt plug. It's sort of like that jelly-like substance, which is a little bit softer and less rigid. But yeah, I think from all the plugs that I've got here at the moment, this one I would definitely use last rather than second. But if this is medium, I dread to think what the large, what they consider large, is. Right, so we also have a something new, actually. It's by Seven Creations. It's apparently unisex, and it's a role play, apparently large. Now, this would be next to last to use, because merely for the fact that the end is quite bright, it's more egg-shaped than tapered, as the other one was. And it's got something quite weird in it. I mean, I've never heard of it before, but it's got weighted steel balls. So that should be quite interesting. That's a sensation I've never really considered before. But yeah, that one will probably be used second to last. The one that I will probably be using today is definitely the next stage up from what I do have. It's more tapered. It's a little bit more rigid. And it's a vibrating butt plug called the Butt Tingler, because, you know, the genius never ends with the puns. And, you know, it's a nice, neat little butt plug, and definitely one step up from what I have been using so far. So if I'm doing things in stages, this would definitely be the next one. We'll probably use this one. It is battery powered, which is unfortunate. I do prefer, you know, rechargeable, because it's a pain in the bum when you run out of batteries. But, you know, I'm not going to turn my nose up at it. It's got two speeds, three patterns. It's waterproof and takes AAA batteries. And this is by Love Honey themselves, so guaranteed to be on their website. And lastly, now this last object takes up basically half the damn box. When I saw this, I thought, oh, this will be the next step up from my mini magic wand, little Tyrion. The box alone is intimidating, but we're going to open this up. Let's have a look. Wow. Okay, so the first thing I can tell you about this is this is not subtle. I mean, this is massive. If the little wand is Tyrion, this fucker is the mountain. I mean, it's massive. As in, I could probably repel burglars with this if I hit them hard enough. And that would probably be one very humiliating ER and police station visit. Holy cow! It's heavy, it's big, and the end is just... Whoa! So, this is the Love Honey Deluxe Wand. And they really do mean deluxe. because it's massive. It has 10 speeds, 20 patterns. I mean, how the hell you get through 20 patterns before you fall off the goddamn bed, I don't know. And it is mains powered, which should give you some idea of how much juice it needs. Wow, I mean, I use this thing downstairs, like the bottom floor. I live on the top floor. Downstairs and the bottom floor are going to know what I'm bloody well doing. Wow. Okay. Right, so I'm going to take a couple of minutes and pause here just to get over the shock of how fucking huge this thing is. And we shall begin our toy test. Alright, so we will start with the plug first. And we'll go slowly, I think, for my own comfort. I'm fairly sure there are one or two who might like to hear the pain cries, but quite frankly, that's not going to happen on this audio. Okay, set it to vibrate. It's not a very powerful vibration, but that's absolutely fine. Don't need anything too powerful. The shape does make it a lot easier, but it's certainly wider than I'm used to, so, and it's in one rather than segmented like the last one. The trick is definitely to take your time and relax with these. Ease it back out if you need to. Breathe. And that is fully seated in. Like the last one, this one is actually quite comfortable once it's in. It's a bit of an adjustment, but I'm not in too much discomfort, and that does kind of ease once you gradually relax and your body shapes around it. Now, I apologise in advance because it's about to get noisy, and I don't mean just me. Because, as I've mentioned, this next toy is something of a beast. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to start fairly low speed, go through some of the modes, and we'll up the speed if I think I can take it. If I think I'm going to take off and make a hole through the ceiling, then yeah, we might have issues. So let's see how well we do. I'm trying not to get the giggles already because this thing is just massive. Okay, all right, lady, come on. Okay. So that's just a standard setting. And the one thing you'll notice with this thing straight away is it's not just, it's a larger area of surface. Okay, let's try one of the modes.
The pulses are quite intense. I'm not sure I'm going to make it through all 20, but I will randomly skip through them. We might be here all day and I might pass out before we reach all 20. It is very easy to ignore the ludicrousness of the noise once this thing actually gets going. I just hope it's not overpowering the audio, because that would just be embarrassing. Okay, we're going to up the speed a couple of turns. There is quite a difference. Okay, I'm going to try another mode. That one sounds so Morse code. Oh my god, this is ludicrous, but maybe I'll stop laughing if I turn it up a little. Okay, yep. Okay, we're going to up speed and change the mode. Okay. Well, I'm going to take a break there. There are words that are supposed to go in this audio, as this is a natural toy review, but this one kind of steals words quite significantly. Okay. I am currently edging, but I cannot promise you how long. I think it may turn into how long I can edge, as into how long can I actually stay on for the ride. We'll see what happens. Okay. Up that a few speed levels. and just change random setting. Oh. That is immediately intense. Okay. Just a bit. Okay. Yeah, I'm not going to be edging at that speed. Okay, let's change up the pulse. Keeping it next to me. God, I can't words. I really cannot words. And try and keep this thing on me after a climax. This is insane. Oh. Okay, then. Need to turn that off before every brain cell leaks out of my ears. This thing encourages no decorum whatsoever. Ladies, well worth the money. Get one. I'm fairly sure most reviews are supposed to be more articulate. But screw that. Just go out and buy one. It's worth it. Oh, I can't move. I literally can't move. I think my bones are still vibrating. So, to wrap up, the plug is very comfortable. Easy to push in. Definitely a very good. I'm trying. Definitely a very good second plug for somebody who's just starting. Or is coming back to it. As for the mountain, well, the big bastard lives up to its name. And edging is going to take some serious practice. But I offer myself a sacrifice in this endeavour. Thank you very much for listening.
Take care, guys.